Hello, everyone. Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the third week of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from Acts chapter 7, verse 51 to chapter 8, verse 1a. Stephen said to the people, the elders and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the Righteous One, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Just as Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," so Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He then prayed and asked the Lord not to hold the sin against them. The message is that Jesus' followers should adopt his attitudes. Today, the risen Lord continues to live in and through us, his followers. He invites us to receive him as our bread of life and live by the guidance of his Spirit. When we come to him in the Eucharist, we receive spiritual nourishment and strength to live by his example. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger."